Hello there. Another topic for this week, and it's about love and emotions. I think it is really controversial. Let's start. How can you define love?
Well, love is a feeling of gratitude and gratefulness towards God or your parents or somebody else, like your friends, your spouse, or it can be a passion or enthusiasm towards your purpose, your business, your career, and anything else. And it is something that motivates you to become successful. You have to have love and emotion. Unless you are dead.
For example, my grandmother was really religious, and God bless her. She liked go to Medina or Mecca as a pilgrim, and she went to Mecca, I think, 6 or 7 times.
What good or bad experiences have you had with love? I guess it is about romantic love, and usually in the beginning what you experience first, second and third experiences are worst
because you are completely ignorant, especially the first love. Well, I experienced my first love with my cousin. I was 18 or 19. It is a crucial and vital ages in for boys. And it was Nowruz, New Year's holidays, and I was with my family, and we went to my uncle's house, and during the party my cousin was really nice to me. Maybe because I had entrance exam and she was older than me, and she advised me how to study, and she told me you will be successful definitely.
She sounded very kind and caring, she had affection, and you know, in middle school and high school, girls and boys are separated, and in that age, I was really impressed. I fell in love. And after a while, about 1 or 2 months later, I messaged her in Facebook. And she rejected me because I was completely inexperienced. I didn't know how to write, what to say, and I had zero confidence. And oh my gosh, I felt miserable, very traumatic experience. And the second one, I messaged her, I guess it was in Viber, and the result was the same. And I wish if I had that experience with someone else, because in your family, maybe my cousin told about that to the other cousins, and it is unpleasant. Yeah, that's it. Is it possible to still love someone despite irreconcilable differences? If yes, why does it happen? Yes, why not? When you know your partner very well and you have many things in common, your vision from universe and your perspective are the same, you can be very happy together. Even about your lifestyle, if, for example, a vegetarian marry with another vegetarian, it helps a lot, because when you want to provide your food, it is very easier. And if you experience through difficult situations, you are together, yes, it can be really effective. Do you think love is different compared to other emotions?
Absolutely, yes. It is really strong and powerful. It can be constructive or destructive. True love is long-lasting, and it transforms to other feelings, for example, hatred or jealousy. So in the beginning, it is very positive, but at the end, it is not positive at all.
How have all your romantic encounters altered your personality through the years?
Well, I am very better than the years I was a teenager in controlling my emotions and feelings. I can manage and handle it very better. And my recognition about romantic encounters has improved a lot.
Thank you for listening to me.